Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Which Ingredients Are Commonly Found in Legal Steroid Supplements? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Trying to build muscle safely but feeling lost in supplement marketing hype? Today we're cutting through the noise about legal steroid alternatives and what science actually says works. Let's dive into the foundation ingredients commonly found in legal steroid alternatives. The big players are beta-alanine, which helps with muscle endurance, D-aspartic acid that supports testosterone production, tribulus terrestris from traditional medicine, and plant-based ichthyosteroids like those found in spinach and quinoa. These ingredients work through different pathways in the body. They support protein synthesis, help optimize natural hormone production, enhance recovery between workouts, and have established safety profiles when used as directed. The key thing to understand is that they work with your body's existing systems rather than overriding them. Here's where they differ from illegal anabolic steroids. These legal alternatives don't contain synthetic hormones. They produce more gradual results that tend to be sustainable, and they carry a significantly lower risk profile. Plus, you can buy them over the counter because they're completely legal under current regulations. The science backing these ingredients keeps getting stronger. A fascinating 2019 study in the Journal of Sports Medicine looked at ichthyosteroid supplementation in 46 resistance-trained participants over 10 weeks. The results showed a 28% increase in strength compared to placebo, with zero adverse effects reported. That's the kind of research we love to see. For those ready to explore legal alternatives, start with the three most research-backed ingredients: creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, and D-aspartic acid. Stick with third-party tested products and never exceed recommended dosages. Remember that supplements are meant to complement proper training and nutrition, not replace them. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.